And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show. And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Remember, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, the fiscal Republican and previous owner of the largest business of its kind in the country. So my goal is to help you. All right, this was a big week for everyone. In fact, I'm convinced that we just witnessed the start of World War III. Now listen, I know that's a big statement, first thing on Saturday morning. However, I just can't help myself. Come on, we've all watched movies about the future of our great planet Earth. And the bottom line is, most of those movies don't end well. In fact, if we're not attacked by aliens or destroyed by some crazy flu bug, chances are pretty good that we're going to be annihilated by a nuclear bomb, courtesy of our buddies in North Korea or Russia. That's right, folks. World War III is inevitable. It really is just a matter of time on who presses the button first. So here's my advice for you this morning. I want you to go out and eat a delicious chocolate donut, because you know what? We need one. All right, we've got an amazing show for you today. After all, it's April 15th, the dreaded tax day. And you know what that means, folks? One thing. The IRS cash registers are open for your business. And now that they've got four new collection agencies, the IRS is ready to take as much money from you as is humanly possible. Here's the great news. We're going to talk about this in my next segment. But the first thing that we've got to discuss is this. We dropped bombs on Syria. Yes, you've seen the news, and you know that our president, Donald Trump, has been in office less than 3 months. And he's already ordered a massive military strike on another country for violating international laws involving, of course, the use of those awful chemical weapons. Now, many of you may respectfully disagree with me, but I got to tell you something. I believe it took a lot of courage and chutzpah for our president to launch a military attack against that diabolical leader in Syria, especially since that leader, you know, that dictator, Mr. Assad, do you know who his best friend is? His best friend is Vladimir Putin, you know, the guy that owns the country of Russia. Now, I think we can all agree, bombing Syria sent a very strong and clear message to all diabolical leaders. And you know what the message sounds like? I want you to pretend for a moment that I'm Donald Trump. You guys ready? Hi, my name is President Donald Trump. And I need everyone to know that if you or anyone in your country uses chemical weapons that violate the law, I am going to bomb you. Regardless if your best friend is Vladimir Putin. Now listen to me, guys. The logic behind this military attack against Syria is pretty simple. Hey, Mr. Assad, you broke the law for a second time. And you've killed children. So by using chemical weapons, you've lowered the bar. And you're encouraging copycat countries and ISIS to follow your lead. Guys, let's be real here. I don't really agree with that logic. You know why? The bar has already been lowered in the Middle East for decades. So I don't think their bar can get much lower. Let's face it, corrupt leaders in the Middle East who lack a conscience, who lack a heart, they have no problems bombing innocent children and their siblings and their families with chemical weapons. So how can we lower the bar? You see, I got to be honest with everyone listening because I have an opinion as a radio host. You see, I never thought that President Trump or any member of his administration would order a military strike on Syria for using chemical weapons. And you want to know why I thought that? Because that was not what President Trump told me during his presidential campaign. I'm being serious. He told me something different. So what I want to know, and I'm asking my producer, Mike, is why do politicians in Washington change their mind after they get elected? Can somebody explain to me what is going on in the White House? Like, is there some weird gas that's going through the ventilation system that goes straight to the president's brain and says, all right, change your campaign promises? If you recall, President Trump, one of the greatest tweeters in the country, he tweeted against military action against Syria when he told our previous president, who I did not vote for, to leave Syria alone. You see, Syria did the same thing a couple of years ago. You guys remember that? And our president never retaliated. And the reason why is simple. He kept asking this one simple question. Now what are we going to do? You see, we dropped bombs in Syria, but now what are we going to do? So why did President Trump change his stance and all of a sudden decide to bomb Syria after he and Mr. Putin fell in love? I'm being serious. That dude owns Russia. Now, do you realize how much money Russians are spending in our country? I don't know if you guys remember it, Mike, but we did a segment on Russians coming here. And you know what they're doing? They're buying expensive properties in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in Miami, and New York. So what this means is Russians are investing in our country. President Trump loves Russia. The guy's been there on business, and they have a great relationship. So here's what I want to know. For those of you that understand the issue, I need help with this question. You guys ready? How in the world will bombing Syria fix their massive problems and crisis? Can somebody please tell me? That dude doesn't care about his people, which means he doesn't care about us. You see, what he cares about and what his wife cares about are $7,000 pair of shoes. Can you believe on the very day that they're killing people with chemical weapons, his wife is talking about a $7,000 pair of shoes? How pathetic. And you know what? Bombing Syria will never do what we need done. Make America and our children great again. Instead, what bombing Syria has now done, it's opened a can of worms, and it's going to destroy the love affair between President Trump and Putin. And you know what concerns me about the can of worms we've just opened? It's going to cause World War III if we can't apologize fast enough. Let me tell you about this. Bombing Syria has a limited effect on how Syria runs its country. But bombing Syria could have a limitless effect on how Russia treats us. Do you know what he said about us over in Russia? And again, I'm summarizing. It's Saturday morning, guys. But he basically said bombing Syria was like an act of war. Wow, you better start eating two of those chocolate donuts, not one. So here's the thing that I love most about Donald Trump. You see, I love that he wants to fix America. I love his red hat that says, make America great again. So here's what I want him to do. President Trump, I know you listen to the Ronnie Deutsch radio show. I want you to start fighting the wars in America, not the wars outside of America. Because you know what? It seems like we've got a lot of wars out here in America. For example, if we showed all of the children who died every day in our country, do you think people would care more about our country's children than Syria's children? You see, 2,000 kids die every day. So what I'd like is for our leaders to focus on what really matters. And that's a theme on my show, having the courage to focus on America. That's what I need. And I especially need it today, because today is April 15th. And you and I know how badly I want you to have more money in your wallet. And so shouldn't we fight the war in America that's going on with our tax system, or the war in America as it relates to healthcare, or the war in America as it relates to our budget, or the war in America as it relates to education? Guys, we have wars in America. And we need to address them first. So, President Trump, I commend you for having the courage to bomb Syria. Now I need you to get the red hat on and focus on what really matters. All right, guys, I know that's a big topic, all right? I know your heads are spinning, but I got to tell you something. I need you to stay tuned, because I have goosebumps telling you this. Sexy tax tips ahead that will be guaranteed to save you money. So if you want to make more money and keep more of it, stay tuned for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And as promised, we're going to have a lot of fun, considering the fact that today is April 15th and it's tax day. So here's the real big question that you should be asking me while you're driving. Ronnie, what can I do right now to save money on my taxes so I have more money to buy beautiful shoes or take care of the kids or go surfing? And I've got great news for you. Are you ready? I want you to take a look at the money you make, and I want you to make a date with yourself in the future. That's called putting money away in a 401k or in an IRA. If you put money away in your retirement, you don't pay taxes on that money. And when you get older, if we're not all nuked by Russia, you'll have money to live on. What's another thing that you can do that's really, really easy? You can buy a home. You can get a mortgage from Megan Reeves. You heard about that. Buy a home, you got mortgage interest deductions, you build wealth, and you write off the interest. It's called win-win. But my favorite is to start your own business. Why? Because business owners, you need to rejoice. You're going to pay less money on your profits because our president is going to grind the IRS. The real issue, though, and the real concern for 70% of you listening is that you have a refund check addiction. 70% of the people get a refund check, and it's awful. That's why I've got Robert Forsythe here, our tax expert. Robert, you got to tell me right now, what is going on with our country's refund addiction?
Well, Ronnie, we love that refund. It feels like a gift. It feels good. It's gratification. We don't see it coming out of our paycheck every week. It doesn't matter We do our tax refund every year. We get it. We're so happy. And here the United States government is using your money interest-free all year to throw you a bone at the end of the year. Isn't that great?
I love the way you described it, Bob, because it's pathetic. Can you please explain to me why people are so eager to give the IRS their money and overpay without even being compensated?
Well, they don't know any better. Everybody goes to work. They fill out that W-4. They put in their allowances, and they move on, and they look forward to getting that nice little refund every year. We are programmed for this. You see it on TV with different tax companies who claim that they can get you the biggest refund ever. And it's all in the numbers. There's nothing different here. It's all in the numbers. It doesn't matter. You are going to get the same refund if a tax company does it, one, or another tax company B does it. It's all relatable to your numbers. One of the ways that you can stop all of this is to look at your allowances. You have to tweak your W-4. So in other words, if you're a single person, a taxpayer, you can claim one, then that's no problem. And you could probably claim two. And at the end of the year, you will probably break even or maybe owe a few dollars. As long as it's light, you're fine. I'm not suggesting that you take your allowables and push it up to nine, but you can do that. So, and of course, if you need some guidance on this, call me at 1-800-695-3010, and we can walk you right through it.
You see, the issue, Bob, is that the IRS has programmed us to allow them to steal our money. And like you said, we just get up, we go to work. It's very robotic in nature. But I want to ask you, aren't we all going to die? And wouldn't it be better if we had that extra $300, $400, or $500 in our pocket today?
Well, the perfect scenario is getting the lowest tax refund or break even every year. That is the perfect scenario. Or maybe owe a couple of dollars. But why give the United States government your money out of your paycheck interest-free to allow them to do whatever they want to do? Why shouldn't that be in your pocket? Why not? You can invest that now. You could put it in a savings account. You could go skiing. You could do whatever you wanted to do. So to allow the government to use that money all year round is ridiculous when you can adjust your allowables, get it up so that you're not paying all that. You're still going to have to pay your taxes. There's no question about it. But minimize the damage on that refund because we are addicted to them.
And you know what else the IRS is addicted to, Bob, besides stealing our money? They're addicted to hiring collection agencies. And this news had better wake everyone up. The IRS right now has turned on the aggressive button, and it's scary. Please educate all of us about the horrible boogeymen who work at these four collection agencies.
Well, let me get this hot off the press for you. I am going to sound like I'm reading this because I am reading it. Starting this month, the Internal Revenue Service will begin sending letters to a group of taxpayers whose overdue tax accounts are being assigned to one of four private sector collection agencies. Now, you have to remember, folks, these collection agencies use skip tracing, cross-referencing with relatives, addresses, workplaces. So they have an incentive to find you. The new program was authorized under a federal law enacted by Congress in December 2015. This allows these designated collectors to collect on you on the government's behalf. Unpaid tax debts, usually these are unpaid individual tax obligations that are not currently being worked by the IRS collection employees and often were assessed by the tax agency several years ago.
Okay, hold on. I want to stop you for a minute, Bob.
Okay.
What you're saying is people who owe the IRS are now going to be under attack by paid pit bulls who work at collection agencies. Are they going to start calling people, Bob? Are they going to start emailing people? Are they going to show up at your door and knock? What are they going to do?
Well, first, they're going to be sending you letters. Secondly, they're going to be calling you, which, you know, obviously is going to be unnerving to quite a few people, which could open up in this country scams of people calling, pretending to be these collection agencies. So that is one big fear right there. But for these taxpayers who have flown under the radar, who think that they're forgotten about, no more. They are going to be looking for all these past due accounts to make sure that you get all of your tax returns prepared and in, and make sure that you start paying your taxes. And by the way, the only thing they're going to offer you is a payment plan. They're not going to go over all the other programs that can give you tax relief with the IRS. And if you receive one of these phone calls, you need to call me at the office, 1-800-695-3010. We'll call them together.
Listen, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. I'm known as the Tax Lady. I own the largest tax firm in the country. And what Bob is saying right now, if he doesn't have your attention, I don't know what else he can say to get it. If you owe the IRS, your life is going to be miserable. These people are going to pick up the phone and call and scare the heck out of you. You guys, like I said in a couple shows ago, tax reform, those are the two sexiest words in the English dictionary. All right, everybody, if you want to save even more money and hit a grand slam on your retirement, I've got great news for you, because our wealth building expert, he's coming on to let you know what you can do about your retirement account so you can be like me and surf when you get older. So please stay tuned for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I think the surf is definitely up today, folks, because it's April 15th, the dreaded tax day. Now, don't worry, guys. You got until Monday to get your tax return filed. And if you're not prepared, I beg you to exercise your right to file an extension of time. Hey, the IRS will give you a guaranteed 6 months extension to file, so don't sweat it out. Now, let's face it, we're gonna talk about retirement with our wealth building expert. But before we get into that, I gotta tell you something about that really good-looking quarterback, Tony Romo. Now, I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan, guys. I love the San Francisco Giants. But I got to tell you something, even Tony Romo, who is a high-profile, wealthy NFL player, that dude hasn't even filed his retirement papers yet. What does that tell you? You know what it tells me? He's scared about retiring. Come on, you got to file retirement papers to retire. But what I'm trying to point out is, even this guy, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, doesn't want to file his retirement papers. Retiring is a difficult decision to make. So the question is, when is the best time for you to retire and make sure you've got enough money and the IRS isn't going to come and ruin your retirement party? And I teased you earlier that we were going to have our wealth building expert, Greg McCluskey, on board to talk about your money, your wealth, and how you can stop paying the IRS and have more money when you retire. So the thing is, I got Greg right here right now, and Greg, it's April 15th. People are freaked out about the IRS, which means they're freaked out, Greg, about retirement. So I want you to talk to us, please, about retiring and about the fact that so many people are afraid and nervous. They're not going to have enough money, Greg. What can you tell them about retirement and ways to save money and have a better future?
Well, Ronnie, people have to, number one, stop being afraid. And I know that's like saying, you know, telling the grass to stop growing. But the way you stop being afraid is you got to take action. I had an experience this past week with my 13-year-old daughter off the coast of Florida. And it illustrates that, you know, what we go through with fear and in life as we deal with fear. We went down to the beach, and I grew up on the ocean. I'm very comfortable in the ocean. I understand how the ocean works. I'm not afraid of it. My daughter hasn't been around the ocean very much, and she was nervous to say the least. Now, my 17-year-old and I were down there with my 13-year-old daughter, was a little bit afraid, and I spotted a sandbar about 75 yards offshore. And we realized we could walk about halfway to it before it got over our heads. And I told my 17-year-old and 13-year-old to wait there, and I'd swim out to the sandbar and see if we could stand on it or not. Like, I would go test it. And, you know, in life, there's a lot of people who have tested retirement. They can tell you whether or not it's safe and what to do and what not to do. Now, I got to that sandbar, and it was only knee-deep, 75 yards off the shore. And basically, I look at the beach that we left as your career and the sandbar as your retirement. And the gap in between is over most people's head. Now, there's only one way to the sandbar. And my 17-year-old, she swam out and joined me on the sandbar and ended up next to me. But I realized my 13-year-old was afraid, so I had to jump back in the water and swim to her. Now, I was certain she could make it to the sandbar physically, and I had my doubts she could mentally do it because of her fear. So I told her to focus on her sister who's standing on that sandbar, and I told her to just stay focused on her. If you get panicked, if you get scared, if you're not sure, just dig deeper, swim harder, and stay focused on her until you get to her. And I would be in her ear, next to her, coaching her, cheering her on, helping her to mentally be able to get there. So she started to swim, and she was doing very well. And about 15 feet from that sandbar, the biggest grin in the world came across her face. And she powered up, and she powered into the sandbar. And the moment she was certain she could make it, all that false fear turned into powerful strength and certainty.
You see, Greg, most people have the misconception, like your daughter did. I can't get there, Dad. I can't make it. Looking that far ahead, that sandbar in between, scares people. And like you're saying, retirement. Wow, how can people even plan for retirement when you've got the IRS sucking every dollar from you? And out here in California, Greg, you got the franchise tax board looking for every dollar. So your story is so important about retirement. And for me, Greg, I want to make sure people save the most money on retirement. So let's go back to the worry, Greg. What are your thoughts on those sand dollars?
Well, you know, that was the great thing. And the reason I tell this story is we get out to the sandbar and there were thousands of sand dollars on the sandbar. And I equated that to money, dollars. When you get there, there's thousands of dollars there. How you save money on your taxes? If you get into real estate investing, you now own a real estate investment business. And if you have a business, you have an LLC. And if you have an LLC and you change that to an S Corp election, and you can go to askgregforfree.com and ask me what all that means, you now have a way to deduct things. I was sitting in the office last night with, you know, two early 20-something businessmen who are just setting up their first LLCs and they're going in to claim taxes. And they're like, and I was teaching them about all the things they can deduct because of their business. And it was just, it was a mind-blowing experience for them.
All right, here's the thing that you said that I'm attracted to. Did you hear it, everyone? When you own a business, you get more deductions. Number two, when you invest in real estate, you get more deductions. And number three, you got to tell your hot girlfriend, I don't want her refund check to be 44 grand. I'd rather that she doesn't pay the government a penny, right? And she doesn't give them that free loan. But I want to go back to something you're pointing out, Greg, and that is, what about people that are older and they're trying to retire, right? You talk to financial planners. Educate us on what people are telling you out there, Greg.
Well, you know, years ago, I worked for a financial planning company. And I did it mostly to learn about money because I was a real estate investor. And this is going back 20 years. And one day in a meeting, a coworker said, I have a friend who's 64 and was going to retire this year. And his 401k cut in half from $1 million to $500,000, and now he can't retire. What should I tell him? Nobody of the 35 financial planners had a solution for him. So I piped up and said, how much money does he need to retire? And the man, he said, $5,000 a month, plus his Social Security. I said, great. So I told him I knew of a 12-plex by the University of Utah for sale for $430,000. He could take that money, buy the 12-plex. It was cash flowing over to $5,000 a month net, and he would have his Social Security, problem solved. And the response from the financial planner was very quick and scary. He said, yeah, but how do I make money off that? I remember just laughing and saying, I thought he was your friend. And it went dead quiet in that moment. And I knew right in that moment, right then and there, I was done with that industry. And a senior financial planner in the room snarled at me and said, you and your real estate, Greg. Look, so many of us are conditioned by people who aren't looking out for our best interest to do certain things for retirement.
You see, what's great about you, Greg, is you are certain in your ability to help people, and you actually care about the final result. You see, the IRS doesn't care, Greg. They only care about how much money they can suck from you. They don't care about your retirement or whether you're going to make it. So I want you to tell me, Greg, please, I know you're a wealth builder. You are a real estate genius. I want you to give us one last thought to help people calm down because it's tax season. What's that one last thought, Greg?
Hey, because of taxes, it's not all unicorns and sunshine. There's some hard work involved, but there's a huge worthwhile payoff in lifestyle and having a choice in life by taking action. And you can go to askgregforfree.com and ask me what all that means. I am certain about my retirement and my income through real estate. I'm certain about how to make money in real estate. And I can help anyone willing to do the work, be coachable, and go out and do this for yourself. I want you to be certain about your choices and your retirement. If you're walking scared through life, or you're walking through life worried, let's work on that together. Let's eliminate these feelings like I helped my daughter do. And then about 15 feet from retirement, you'll have a big smile on your face knowing that there's sand dollars on that sandbar that'll take care of you for the rest of your life.
Now, come on, how many people out there listening would like to have some sand dollars? We are going to dissect how we're going to make America great again without bombing other countries. Appreciate your time, folks, here on a Saturday morning, Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your very excited host, Ronnie Deutsch. All right, in my opening segment today, I talked an awful lot about the war that I believe is going on inside of our great country and the fact that our president needs to put back on that very pretty make America great again, red hat. Because I love when he wears that hat. I feel like his focus, his energy, and his attention is on fixing our country's problems. Because let's face it, we've got so many wars going on in every single state, especially out here in California. All right. The last time that I checked, and I spoke with my awesome producer, Mike, we both realized that bombing Syria, or really bombing any country in the Middle East, it is not going to help any one of our politicians balance our budget. And I think we can all agree that bombing Syria is not going to fix our badly broken roads and our dams or our bridges. My God, there are so many potholes out here in Sacramento, it's sickening. And bombing Syria, it's not going to help us build that really important wall. And bombing Syria is not going to help with our broken healthcare system or our awful tax system. Hey, can anyone tell me how bombing Syria is going to help me feed our veterans and our elders? So the thing is, I would really appreciate if we could focus on ways to help our country and specifically the 2,000 children who die every single day. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Makes me feel sick inside. 2,000 of our own children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, they die every day. And many of them live right here in California. So here's what I'd like our leaders in Washington to do. I'd like us to focus on kids and fixing the war out here in California. Because come on, guys, nothing is going to stop the war in the Middle East unless we use a nuclear bomb. Because those little bombs that we unleashed last week, come on. What did they do, ruin a couple airplanes and airports? And can someone explain to me the rules of engagement? Because I'm 53 years old and I have never, ever, ever heard of us giving notice to another country that we're going to bomb a country that they do business with. So why did we give Russia notice? Was our president concerned that Putin was smoking a cigarette at one of those airports? Or was our president concerned that Vladimir Putin was out there riding horses in the middle of the desert? Come on, what is that about? So here's the thing, guys. I have big ideas, and I'm going to share them with you because I have a brain, and I have a voice, and I'm grateful that I have an opinion. So rather than bombing Syria, here's what I want us to do. I want us to drop a big, fat bomb on pediatric cancer so kids in California don't die. And rather than dropping a bomb on Syria, I want us to drop a big, fat bomb on all of the sick pedophiles who live in our great state and continue to hurt our children. Rather than bombing another country, I'd like us to drop a bomb on our broken educational system so that every kid in California can actually get a free college education. And while we're dropping bombs on all the systems that are failing, we gotta look at our own government in California. I didn't vote for our governor, okay? I don't like his policies, and I don't like what he stands for, and I can't wait for that new election out here in California. But the thing is this, I know how we can unite our country and unite our leaders, at least as it relates to children. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call CNN. I'm going to call Fox. I'm going to call the Today Show. I'm going to call MSNBC and ABC. I'm going to call them all because I used to be their expert. And I know a lot of great producers. And I'm going to ask them this. Hey, guys, it's Ronnie Deutsch. Here's what I want you to do. Can you please show a picture of all 2,000 kids who die horrific deaths? Man, it makes you want to cry. Every day in our country. Because I saw pictures of kids in Syria being annihilated by chemical weapons, and it made me cry. And I know it bothered many of you. That's why our president bombed them. That's why he had the courage to step up. But I don't want him to bomb them anymore. I want our president, our leader, to do the right thing. Are you ready for what it is? I believe in the Second Amendment of our Constitution. Yeah, that's right. I believe that we have the right to bear arms. So here's what I want to do. President Trump, I know you're listening. I want us to arm our teachers with AK-47s. All right. Some of the teachers I know won't like wearing that gun with their dresses and their nice outfits. But you know what? I bet our teachers will love those guns when the crazy people show up to kill our children. Because here's one thing that I assure you of. Mental illness is not going away anytime soon. And in my opinion, it's getting worse. So people are not getting the medical help they desperately need. And you know what that means? One thing. More children in our country are going to be shot and killed at our schools while we're bombing airports in Syria. Why can't we use the money for these bombs and buy guns to give to our teachers? I just want to know. Please, everybody listening, chime in. contact me at ronniedeutschradio.com and tell me how many more kids need to die, how many more kids in San Bernardino need to be shot before we arm teachers. I'm telling you, I got buddies who teach, and I want them to carry guns. Because guess what? There are so many unstable kids that are being raised by unstable parents. Are we going to wait for them to show up? So are you ready for this, guys? Who are you? Do you own a gun? I do. I am a proud owner of 3 guns because I love the Second Amendment. I love the fact that I can bear arms. And I love kids, guys. Let's look at Texas. I'm asking my producer, Mike, a simple question. Mike, am I hallucinating? Or does it seem like people in Texas, they don't kill kids at school like they do here? Now, why is it? Are Texans just more polite? No. Are Texans happier because they don't have to pay state income tax? Probably. But the last time I checked, kids at school are supposed to play dodgeball, not dodge the bullets. That's why we have got to look at the bars in our country. Education is awful. Healthcare is awful. Tax is awful. Infrastructure is awful. And our politicians are missing the point here, folks. But the great news is, I don't settle for mediocrity, and neither should you. So here's the great news. You meet me back here next week, and I promise to enlighten you more and help you achieve your goals in life. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for your support on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.